Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. The debt ceiling deal is now behind us, but what was really accomplished? I'll be talking about that later in the hour. And President Obama's new health care law will be bringing a sweeping change to the way women's preventative care is handled, including free birth control. We'll be covering that also. But first, recall efforts across Michigan against Republican state lawmakers are now underway, with some of them now on their way to actually getting on the ballot. While some groups are backing the effort, others say it's the wrong thing for any organization to do. One of those people is Rich Studley. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program, Rich.
Good evening.
Now, we're talking about the MEA. That's the group directly involved in the recall efforts. You know, many teachers actually voted for Governor Snyder and say they were completely blindsided by this budget, which included a cut to the school aid fund. And they say that Republicans are essentially dismantling the public education system. In this situation where they say they're fighting for survival, why should backing recall efforts be off the table?
Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that recalls should only be used rarely and sparingly. My view, as both a chamber executive and a former local government official, is that recalls should be reserved only for serious incidents of misconduct, malfeasance, misfeasance, nonfeasance. Think criminal activity. Think Kwame Kilpatrick. Our view, I wrote a column that's in papers around the state today with Bill Martin from the Michigan Realtors Association, is that policy differences should be resolved within parties in August primaries or between the parties in November general elections. And we're concerned that the teachers union and others are using the recall process to settle policy differences, and they're also trying to undo last year's elections.
When you look at a group like the MEA, which has its power in numbers, over 150,000 members, since individual members don't have the financial resources to affect the political process directly, isn't this just another way for them to express their position during a relatively extreme change that's being made to their livelihood?
Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that using recalls to resolve policy differences is irresponsible. It looks like the recall effort against Governor Snyder has failed. I'm privileged to lead an organization that's been involved in the legislative and the political process for decades. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes your supporters are in the majority and set the agenda. Sometimes your supporters are a minority and are the loyal opposition. Our concern is at a time when we need to work together and move the state forward. This is a purely partisan effort that will set the state back, especially in a non-election year when there are opportunities that fall to work together on transportation and other issues. Those could go out the window if the teachers union and other government employee unions start throwing pro-taxpayer, pro-business, pro-reform lawmakers out of office over policy differences.
You know, teachers and public workers protested outside the Capitol as the budget was being passed, some of the largest protests Lansing has seen, with absolutely no impact on Republican lawmakers. At this point, other than sitting back and waiting until the next election, what are they supposed to do?
I wouldn't say that those protests had no impact. The legislature was looking at complete repeal of teacher reform. Instead, they decided to retain and revise teacher reform. It's interesting that educators would be leading this recall effort when those same educators are in the Capitol building asking lawmakers to pass legislation to prevent bullying. Essentially, you have the MEA bullying a lawmaker. They're angry with Paul Scott because, as chairman of the House Education Committee, he led the fight to pass a bill that makes it easier to keep good teachers, but also easier to fire bad teachers. Yeah. All of those teachers that protested outside the Capitol had an opportunity to vote last year, either in the August primary or the November general election.
You know, teachers did vote in mass for Governor Snyder and other Republican lawmakers. Their position is that they were essentially deceived by these lawmakers, and a lot of these policies that are now being put in place were never truly revealed to them. Does that in any way legitimize their backing of the recall efforts?
I don't think so. It's like using a sledgehammer to kill a fly. It is pure partisan politics. It is divisive. It is an effort to stop the work to reinvent Michigan and to turn back the clock. I think even a casual observer of last year's campaign for governor had to realize that whoever was elected governor was going to have to make tough choices, and there would be dramatic changes in education, in tax policy, in the state budget, in correction, and in other areas. You have a teachers union that represents both Democrats and Republicans and independents. There are many independent and Republican teachers who do not support these recall efforts and are unhappy at seeing their dues dollars used for political purposes.
I'm talking to Rich Studley. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, you know, teachers say what really upsets them is that essentially Republicans made cuts to the school aid fund, which was not necessary, and they used some of that money to help pay for this billion-dollar business tax cut. And that's really particularly what bothers them, is that some of the cuts just simply did not have to be made. How would you respond to that argument?
Governor Snyder was clear during the campaign that he did not support a general tax increase, that it was necessary to live within our means and balance the state budget. And the state budget was balanced actually ahead of schedule without a general tax increase. Education continues to be, in terms of overall state spending, one of our top priorities. The challenge, I think, is many in the education community are fighting to maintain benefits, especially health care and retirement, that are not sustainable, not affordable, and either were never available in the private sector or have been scaled back years ago. I know UAW members who work in the private sector making autos, they don't have a lot of sympathy for fellow UAW members who are trying to keep very expensive health care programs and extraordinarily generous retirement programs.
I do want to talk to you about the business tax cuts, the $1 billion this year. Even Republicans acknowledge that this doesn't necessarily mean the move will lead to more jobs in the state. What kind of impact are you anticipating to see on businesses as a result of the tax cut?
At the Michigan Chamber, we represent 6,800 employers throughout the state. The benefit of the tax relief went to small businesses and medium-sized companies who are being double taxed under the old MBT. It's simply not true that, as the MEA claims, this is a tax break for wealthy CEOs. Many major corporations received no relief or will actually be paying more in taxes going forward. So I've talked with small business owners and the managers of medium-sized companies who are taking that tax relief and investing it in new products, new services, new equipment, and I think it will have a positive impact on job creation and business growth in Michigan.
Could the business environment now be any more ideal with so many companies, some of them not paying absolutely no business tax whatsoever?
Well, those small businesses that were double taxed under the old Michigan business tax will continue to pay the sales tax, the property tax, and be taxed through their personal income tax as far as their business income is concerned. So eliminating double taxation doesn't mean that you're not taxed at all. It means you're taxed only once and more fairly. Part of the challenge we're having with the economy, as you know, is a tremendous amount of uncertainty has been created by Congress and the President. Uncertainty about more federal regulations, uncertainty about the debt ceiling and spending. And uncertainty, especially economic uncertainty, is a jobs killer. So while we've made progress in Lansing, we're not getting much help from Washington these days.
Finally, what about the impact of the lower revenues we're going to have in the state due to this cut on our communities? Isn't that likely in itself, the fact that communities will have less money to fix roads and infrastructure, isn't that going to affect area businesses in a negative way?
At the Michigan Chamber, we support investing more and more wisely in our transportation infrastructure. I think that's really a separate issue from the state's general fund or the school aid fund, but our view is that wealth is generated in the private sector, that we need to encourage private sector job creation and business growth. The biggest problem we have in Michigan is lately we've been running out of taxpayers. More jobs means more taxpayers and more revenue for local schools and local government. That's really the best guarantee we can have that there'll be adequate revenue to fund essential services.
Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining me, Rich.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be back with more talking about the debt.